And yet St. John is a good man, said Diana. He is a good and a great man, but he forgets pitilessly the feelings and claims of little people in pursuing his own large views. It is better, therefore, for the insignificant to keep out of his way, lest in his progress he should trample them down. Here he comes. I will leave you, Diana. And I hastened upstairs as I saw him entering the garden. But I was forced to meet him again at supper. During that meal he appeared just as composed as usual. I had thought he would hardly speak to me, and I was certain he had given up his pursuit of his matrimonial scheme. The sequel showed I was mistaken on both points. He addressed me precisely in his ordinary manner, or what had of late been his ordinary manner, one scrupulously polite. No doubt he had invoked the help of the Holy Spirit to subdue the anger I had roused in him, and now believed he had forgiven me once more. For the evening reading before prayers, he selected the 21st chapter of Revelation. It was at all times pleasant to listen, while from his lips fell the words of the Bible. Never did his fine voice sound at once so sweet and full, never did his manner become so impressive in its noble simplicity, as when he delivered the oracles of God.